Loam Hedge, Disc 4.
Chapter 12. Early morn found the northeast skies showing more promise of decent weather. Outside the halt of Shore Dog, pleasant sunlight was turning the mist into a warm yellow haze over the stream. Lorna Bowstripe limped out with the rest of the sea otters to witness the arrival of the otter known as Garfo Troch. He had come in a peculiar-looking craft, a long, battered old boat with rounded stern and forward ends. It had a rickety cabin erected midships and sported a square, heavily patched sail, which was furled around a much-repaired crosspiece. Garfo was a stream otter, a jovial fat beast. He wore an old iron helmet that resembled a cooking pot and a permanent smile on his broad, friendly face. Shipping his paddling pole, Garfo waddled ashore and began singing in a dreadfully toneless voice.
"'Tis a long ways down the stream, me lads, when a beast ain't got no grub, oh. With a belly like a wind-blowed sail aboard this leaky tub, oh. If I fell overboard like this, all thin and pale and slack, oh, a pike could take one look at me and quickly chuck me back, oh. Me ribs are showing through me fur, I'm frightened of the weather, in case a sudden gust of wind whips me off like a feather. Me cheeks are sunken hollow, and me nose is wintry blue, lads. Me rudder's covered in green mould, I'm suffering from the doodads. Take pity on this river dog and feed me good old victuals, some skilly enough to stop me bones a-clacking round like skittles. A pot or two of barley stew and nut bread by the plateful, and a bathtub full of custard, lads, would find me ever grateful."
The sea otters laughed and applauded Garfo heartily, then gathered round as he shook paws, patted backs and kissed babes, all the while hooting in booming tones.
"Slap me rudder and kill me whiskers, look at you lot. What have you been feeding yourselves on? You look so chub and sparky. Ma sark, me old tater cake, are you still baking the primest nut bread in the northeast?"
Old Sork whacked him playfully with a ladle as he picked her up and hugged her.
"Put me down, you great fat barrel. I've been up all night baking nut loads to feed your hungry gob."
Garfo put her down and cast a jolly eye over Lonnie.
"Oh, shrivel me snout and gravel me guts. Oh, this is the giant stripe dog I'm carrying as cargo. Huh, I thought I was a big un, but you could eat dinner off'n me head, mate."
Lonnie shook Garfo Troch's paw.
"Pleased to meet you, mate, but I'm not just cargo. My name is Lorna Bowstripe, and I can wield a paddle as good as most."
Garfo was big and well-built for an otter, but Lorna's giant frame towered over him. He released a badger's huge paw.
"Wield a paddle, big fella? Oh, you look strong enough to carry me and me old boat beetle put up a waterfall on your back. Belay, Lorna, let's get some brekkies before we sail."
Lorna had already eaten, so he sat nibbling a crust of rye bread and sipping some plum cordial, whilst Garfo dealt with breakfast. The otter was a mighty eater and extremely hard in his choice of food. He spread nut bread with honey and dunked it in hot root soup. Breaking up an apple pie, he crumbled it into a bowl of mushroom stew, daubing plum preserve on an onion and leek pasty. Clearing the lot in a remarkably short time, Garfo stood up, patting his big stomach.
"Ahoy, Lorna. Pack that bow and arrows and let's go sailing. Can't waste a fine morning sitting here victualling like some have seen. Never could abide greediness in a beast."
The otters had packed beetle butt with an amazing array of provisions. Lorna looked around at the faces of all these otters he had come to like so much. It was going to be a sad experience saying goodbye to them.